My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has to mop up a mess at his fake porno company that was caused due to his scammer Belinda. It could be remedied if Belinda sends topless photos of herself. Then Davin questions if Belinda is real at all. Find out if she is, so listen and enjoy.
She goes, and how do I directly get to them? I go, well, the first thing you need is a, topless photo. It's just standard procedure.
That's so evil.
Oh, why not?
Why not? A dick in the back is worth two in the bush, Chris says.
He would really like the porn episodes.
He would really like it. Diamond Joe wants to know, you mean you're fluffing your protege?
No, Diamond Joe, don't get confused. Mm-hmm. With Belinda / Agnes, I'm a porn writer. With Flory, who we're going to get to shortly, I am a fluffer.
Yes. Yeah, don't get this confused.
Yes. And last time we talked about Flory, my hands were getting very tired. Boy's got to do what a boy's got to do. Pay them bills. She goes, don't think I can get that for them. I go, of course you can. She goes, I can't do that. I go, why? She goes, would you show the world naked of your wife? I go, I can separate love from work, can't you? Because remember, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I'm doing porn now. Yeah. And she was totally cool with it.
I know.
Because I was separating love from work. So I'm like a bitch.
How?
Because I remember everything and I throw it up against them.
Oh, well, that's what I was saying before.
She goes, I can, but don't feel fine with the picture part. I go, but you were fine with me acting in porn if it was to make money. She goes, you are a pro and I am not. I most certainly am.
And you most certainly are too, actually.
Yes, you're probably more professional than I am.
Yeah, she's screwing over more men than you ever did.
All right. I go, she goes, you are a pro and I am not. I go, but you will be. Look how well you wrote those scenes.
Oh, God.
She goes, I know, but can't we skip the picture part? I can get them a sexy picture if you want. Not a naked one.
No, Tom says, good strategy. When in doubt, get titty pics.
Tom, again, if I had these pics, and who's to say I don't, they'd be on the web for you kids.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know, but not a naked one. I go, well, we'll come back to it. So let's say I changed my plans and flew to Ghana for New Year's Eve to be with you. Finish that scene that you created for us that you stopped so abruptly. Because months ago, when we thought it was a dude, wanted me to have sexy talk with a dude, and we did, and Pip Helix loved it, and then when we were just getting really good, she had to go.
I know. She's like, just when it got to the good part. No, I just really was relishing the moment of the discomfiture on the other side, because I figured it was a guy having to make up sexy talk with Davin. Like, intimate stuff.
I think that was your favorite episode.
And then Davin going, oh, yeah, I really want to. Oh,
I totally played it.
He did.
I suspend disbelief. I look at the little icon on the screen.
He's like, oh, I'll pretend it's a girl. I'll pretend it's a girl.
All right, I'm not stroking stupid. They can see that, you asshole.
I know.
I'm not going, come on now. There's probably a kid in the room when I'm typing this bullshit.
No, that was me doing that.
Exactly. She goes, yeah, that would be cool. But what hotel were you in when you came to Ghana?
Ah.
I go, why? I go, why? I think there's been a shift change.
Did you?
I did. She goes, just curious. I go, you are odd today. She goes, why? I go, you are. I feel it. Like, I felt like something different. She goes, yeah, I'm not my usual self today.
I'm the other guy.
I go, yes, you're somebody else today. Mm-hmm. You have one final chance to tell me what you really are.
Good.
She goes, it's not like that. I have a lot of things on my mind. I go, it is like that. I gave you a chance. I think we were just about done. I tried. I really did. Belinda is no more real than Agnes was. I feel it in my bones. Are you there or just asking for a little help?
Wow.
Pause. She goes, I have issues. I'm trying to tell you, and you think I am lying. Have told you the truth. It's kind of sad you don't believe me. I would lie to you for 6 months, and now, after 3 days or 4 days of being truthful.
I've been lying to you for months. I can't believe you don't think that I'm honest.
Which again makes me think, again, scam.
Yeah.
I don't believe you because you can't keep your story straight. I don't believe you because I should have a picture of you right now time stamped in my email. I don't believe you because I feel you never loved me and I was just some dumb mark.
Mm.
I go, red alert, red alert.
We're ding, ding, ding. Get the management. He's pushing again.
I go, love with no trust equals where we are now. She goes, we'll show you soon enough I am real and end this doubt you are having. A little trust will do. Why do you think you were the only one I told if that show I never loved you, then I don't know. And that's a good fucking point. She did tell me. And no way.
She did tell you, but...
She doesn't know what earning trust back means.
I don't know. I'm still not really sure about why that happened. Why, you know, why the switch? Why tell you?
Nor am I. I go, because you lie to me. I'm like Ronald Reagan once said, I trust, but verify.
Oh, nice.
You know what? I throw a little Reagan. I'm not a hater. I go, why do you lie to me? Come clean, Belinda. And I put Belinda in quotes.
Oh, that's mean. No, I know. But it's like if this was a real, like, a guy talking to a girl and it's like.
It is a guy talking to a girl, maybe.
Maybe.
She goes, don't know why you still, I'm lying. I have told you the entire truth. Don't know what to say anymore. I go, there are inconsistencies in your ability to write porn. Check your notes, hun. Because remember, she said her cousin gave her some ideas.
Yeah.
She goes, don't get what you're trying to say. I go, your story is inconsistent. Picture, you, now, time stamped. Make it happen. I don't like to be toyed with. I was willing to risk my life for you, and this is what I get.
Wow.
Angry Davin. Angry
yes.
Fake.
She goes, angry fake Davin.
She goes, don't have a camera to do now. Just give me a couple days to get the camera, and you will see what you want. I am real. We'll show you in a few days, hon. You have a phone with a camera. It could have been beautiful between us. You there? 6 minutes later.
Hello? Hello?
I would have done it with the camera phone if it was good enough. I can still be beautiful. It can still be beautiful between us. Just a couple of days is what I'm asking. Anyway, give me your email so I will surprise you when I take the pictures. You have my email address. I never used a fake one.
Oh!
Oh! Dagger!
Damn!
Dagger!
Wait a minute. I have a phone, but it wouldn't be good enough? What is this bullshit?
I deserve, apparently, the very best in pictures.
I know. It's like, okay, so it's a little blurry. Do it. Go do it right fucking now.
Yes, which makes me think, Joe's right. Scam. Yeah. You know.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.